Carers to Protect. Brought to you by KCLR, the IBI, and funded by Commission Amman with a television licence fee. Check out arstoprotect.ie for more information.
On this week's episode of Ours to Protect, we're delighted to be joined by Catherine Yates, who is part of the Elderflower Garden Group in Carlow. Hello, Catherine.
How you doing, Amy?
So, Catherine, I live in Carlow and I've never heard of this group before, so tell me all about it.
It is in Barrack Street. It's the old schoolhouse, people would know it. It's Voca House. And it was a schoolhouse that it went on to sit to. And it was kind of neglected. It was neglected. It was the garden in it, you know, is nothing, a lot of tarmac, and that was it. So they gave it to us, and we formed a garden club. And it started off just before COVID with six people. And we're all elderflowers, as in the name. You know, we're all senior citizens. Most of us, we have one lady who is, we call her a seedling. She just comes in and helps us. So, yeah, and basically what we have done, we've grown in numbers. We've nearly 20 people now. We've only two men, actually. The rest are all women. We could do it some more men to do the heavy lifting. But the men were great. They put in a water feature, which is it's solar powered. And they put in water butts. And then they made some raised beds, and we've planted a lot of vegetables and fruit trees. And then at the end, we have a lovely seating area, and that's wheelchair friendly. They put down some paving for that, and lovely flowers, and it's a lovely place to sit and maybe just have a little rest from the centre of the town. Anybody can come in, and it's a nice area.
Catherine, that all sounds absolutely lovely. Tell me, where did the idea for this project come from?
There was a couple of ladies. I'm not originally from Carlow. I'm from Dublin. I've been living there for the last 9 years. And I met this lady, Mary Ryan, and there's another lady, Mary Reddy. And they had this idea, you know, and Helen Fanning, and they decided they were going to do something. So I was looking for, you know, something to do since I retired, and got involved with them from that there on. It started with the Older Persons Forum. You know, we're under the umbrella of the Older Persons Forum, and it was basically they would have heard of it from them, you know, so that's how they got involved with it.
Like, it really is a lovely way to kind of make a difference in your retirement years, isn't it?
It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. And they're a terrific crowd, and keeps us busy every Thursday morning. We go in and, as I say, we have our potatoes, we have strawberries, we have lettuce. And we try then to do some different vegetables, you know, like unusual vegetables. And then we've got two lovely Ukrainian ladies that has joined us, which is lovely. So they're bringing an awful lot of, you know, of what they done in their own country into the garden as well. So it's good for everybody.
Nowadays, we're all really trying to make a difference, whether that's with making sure we're taking a shower rather than a bath, turning off the lights
exactly.
when we don't need them.
Exactly.
You guys are not only making a difference within the environment by growing your own food and flowers, but you're doing it as a community, which is a really, really lovely way to do it.
It is. It's lovely. It's lovely for everybody concerned. And as I said, it's very environmentally friendly, because like we don't use any pesticides. We've tried to get rid of as much plastic as we can. Because when we got there, people gave us pots and stuff like that, because we had absolutely no money at all to buy plants or anything. So the plants came in the plastic pots. So what we're doing is we're slowly but surely getting rid of all of that. And as I said, we've got in all the water butts, and the guys fix them up. Now we're planning to get an irrigation system going. So, you know, that's the next big project for us. sorry, there's a, one of the men there, he made some lovely birdhouses and bee, you know, bug hotels and that. So we've all of that going on.
So Catherine, tell me, when I think of irrigation, I think about Junior Cert Geography. So when you're making irrigation in your own back garden, if there's somebody listening now and is going, well, I'd love to do something like that, how do you do it from home without, you know...
Well,
go ahead there.
You're talking actually, sorry, Amy, you're talking to the wrong person for the irrigation. I would, as I said, I just go down there and I listen to the guy, both Pat and Phil, and they're the ones that they understand the irrigation. As far as I'm concerned, the water butts are, for me, environmentally friendly because, you know yourself, we're after having so much rain and they're actually overflowing, so it's brilliant. We use that for to water the garden.
So how do you create one of those at home?
If, look, basically, if you where you have your downpipe from your gutter, and you have the, if you have a container, put it on the end of it, and that will serve as a water butt.
Catherine, tell me all about this event you're going to be having this week.
Well, we're doing a tea and coffee morning, and there's a choir, it's Carl Community Choir, brilliant choir with Mary Almond O'Brien as its leader, and they have offered to come into the garden and do a recital, do a sing-along, and we are doing tea and coffee. We bake some cakes and scones, all homemade stuff, and the money that we come in, we charge €3 for a cup of tea, coffee, and some cake, some lovely cakes. And the money, what we do is then we pick a charity, a local charity in the town to give, you know what, the money that we receive, it would go to them. So this time it's the Women's Aid will be the recipients of the money. Last time it was, we gave the money to Bethany House.
And Catherine, you were mentioning earlier that you're looking for new members, especially some people to help with the heavy lifting. If anybody is listening today and wants to get involved, what's the best way to get in contact with the Elderflower Garden Group?
The best time to come is Thursday morning. We meet from 11 until 1. But there's somebody there every day, you know, just for people to come in and talk to somebody. And also we have, if people want to come as well, we've diverted a little bit. We have an arts and crafts group and they meet on a Thursday afternoon and they've made lovely furniture, mosaic and basket weaving. And they're, you know, so there's something for anybody who, you know, there's no need in the town to be like lonely or on their own. You know, in a certain age, there's always something for you to do, and people are more than welcome. If they don't want to do anything, if they only want to come in and sit down and have a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, fine.